Your blessing, Father. Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one who was the leading Pharisees, and the people were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who have been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at the table, the places of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him. And the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to the higher position."
Yes.
Then you enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted.
Yes.
Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they might invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. For you will be repaid as at the resurrection of righteousness."
Amen.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
One of my greatest challenges as a priest is to preach the Word of God. You know, God's word doesn't change.
That's right. That's right.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and always will be.
Amen.
But the challenge that the preacher has Sunday after Sunday is to apply God's eternal word that doesn't change to the lives of people whose lives are always changing. Amen.
Amen.
These same readings in our Catholic tradition were read 3 years ago on this Sunday. But I hope that we are different space spiritually we were 3 years ago. Maybe we're not where we need to be, but hopefully we're a little bit better than we were before. And so, I don't know about my deacon, but I know for me, I struggle Saturday evening to get a word to preach on Sunday morning. No doubt I could go to some homilyhelp.com and read to you something somebody else wrote. That would not be me, would not be you. And so today, trying to struggle with what to say to somehow connect God's word to the lives of God's people is our challenge this morning. Amen?
Amen.
But I got a word this morning. In fact, if I were going to theme this homily today, I would simply say, give me a word, Pastor. Give me a word, Pastor. You see, when we come to church, we come to sing. Every praise belongs to our God. We come to community where we know God is present. We see and experience each other in community. No doubt in our Catholic tradition, we come to receive Jesus in the Eucharist. We also come for a word. And especially for us who share the blessings of being Black and Catholic, what a gift it is to know we need and look for a word to help us, to strengthen us along our journey. I'm not sure where you are, but it's hard out there for me trying to be a Christian. You might have it all easy, all wrapped together, but for some of us, we need a word to strengthen us, to encourage us, to help us to keep on keeping on the journey. And so we were listening to God's word proclaimed today. If you did your due diligence and God even read the readings before you got to Mass, how wonderful that would be if we did our homework. In our Catholic tradition, you know what the readings are. You don't have to think about what's pastor preaching about. It comes from a cycle. And so today, if you were listening, the overarching theme is humility. Humility. That's the word we hear today in different spaces in our four readings that come to us this morning. Humility. My child read today from the book of Sirach, conduct your affairs with humility. Jesus, in Luke 14, our gospel text read today, he says, the exalted will be humbled, and the humble will be exalted. And so many times we kind of get it twisted what humility means. Humility comes from a wonderful word, to be grounded. Humus. Literally to the earth, to the ground. A humble person is a person who is grounded, who knows their blessings and their blesser. Let's talk this morning. Let's give a word today about what humility is. Humility means that I look at myself and recognize the gifts that I have. Many times, if you ask somebody, what's good about you? We don't want to answer that question. We have no problem listing the things that is wrong about us, are wrong about us, do we? Do that one time. Assess your gifts. And we're very shy, especially us Catholics sometimes, are shy about what's so good about us, because we don't want to appear to be proud or boastful. But if you are truly humble, you know your blessings and your blesser. You know your gifts. And as you conduct your affairs in humility, you recognize, what is my gift? What has God given to me? And how do I use that to glorify God and make our world a better place? Humility. Recognizing your gifts. Two. A humble person not just recognizes their gifts, but able to recognize somebody else's gifts. Again, we're so quick to criticize someone's wrong parts of their life. But imagine we all took a little test and said, okay, what's good about this person? What do they have that's good about? Even before we criticize their journey, what's good about them? And allow that person to say, thank you, but to God be the glory. Yes. You see, the humble person not just recognizes my gifts, but I recognize yours too. And the response in the Christian tradition should be, thank you, to God be the glory. Let's try it out, okay? Sister, you are talented, you are gifted, you can make those Christmas wreaths, you can make all kinds of designs for the church, you can make a buck out of nothing. And your response, sister? Thank you. And you weren't paying attention. Might wake her up. Thank you, Father Steve. And to God be the glory, church. To God be the glory. And our third point about humility, give me a word, Pastor, is all gifts come from God. And all gifts are meant to give glory and praise to God. And having the courage to speak up. Jesus takes his seat in the house of a leading Pharisee and tells them the truth about all folks trying to get choice seats. It's not about that. It's about being humble. You see, you got the meal. Don't worry about where you sit at the table. Now, when we come to church, we all got our favorite seat. Don't dare take my pew, Father, because I've been sitting here since 1941. But someplace we go, we do want those choice seats, don't we? You're going to go to Hamilton, see that wonderful musical. I want the best seats. You're going to that opening Eagles game next Sunday. I want the best seats. You're going down to the parkway to watch and listen to Lizzo this afternoon. You're probably saying, who's Lizzo? You want those best seats. But the seat you better be worried about is a seat in the kingdom of God. That's the seat. Don't be so concerned about that. And they get scratching and surviving, trying to figure out who sits first. He says, no. Be the humble person to recognize your blessings. Be the humble person to say, well, maybe somebody else got that seat. But also the humble person to recognize I got my seat in God's kingdom because God deserves the praise and the thanks all the time. For that's how good God is. Humility. Humility. To know who you are. To recognize your gifts. And to help each other to recognize their gifts. Because sometimes the gift we think we have may not be the gift God wants us to use. We think, well, this is my gift. Well, maybe it's not. Maybe your ministry is someplace else. Maybe your gift is needed, but not here. And how do we have the courage to say it? Never to hurt someone. That's not the gospel. But to see the good, but help that person discern where their gift is most blessedly fit. To glorify our God. For everyone has a seat at the table. Everyone has a seat in God's table. That's why Jesus says, he totally upsets the whole social cart. When you have a banquet, don't invite so much your friends and family. They're going to pay you back. Invite whom? The poor. The crippled, the blind, those most in need, because that's the way God invites people to his banquet. He invites the poor, the blind, the needy. Folks often say to me, you know, Father, I don't come to church because I'm not right. Neither am I. Neither are any of you. None of you are right, fully right in the eyes of God. But I know a man I know a man who is right, who's always right, who deserves the praise and the thanks each and every day, who's given you gifts. So why are you sitting on the sidelines, not giving your ministry? Who gives you gifts to help you recognize maybe that person is inviting us to think about this in a different way. And maybe all of us could give praise and thanks to God, the giver of all gifts. As we bless our young people today at Mass, and you know by Tuesday, everybody's back to school. I know some charters started earlier. Some of our college students have been to school and came back. And you better get going this afternoon, too. But by Tuesday, everybody's back, huh? How good it would be that every teacher saw in her or his classroom the gift of their students. Because sometimes, let's be honest, you heard about that kid in fourth grade, didn't you? And you're already plotting out how you're going to squash him in fifth grade. Maybe the gift is allow that child to have a fresh start in fifth grade. Maybe the gift is for parents to recognize you are co-equal partners in the ministry of education of your child. So oftentimes we just hand our kid off. Don't call me. Don't bother me. No. I believe you have a right to be involved in the life of your child, no matter where your child is in school. To be involved, to know what's going on, not just when there's a problem. Say to the teacher, well, what's good about my kid? Before you criticize how bad he is. Maybe the gift that connects today is for a student no matter where he or she may be, grad school, elementary school, or high school, to recognize the gift of education and be humble enough to receive it. And maybe, just maybe, turn off the screens, the phones, the tablets, and some good old-fashioned sit down and listen. And listen. The gift of education. We pray for that today. And as we wind down today, this word titled, Father, Give Me a Word. What a blessed gift we have to witness the gift of marriage between Mr. Robert and Miss Joyce. You've been on the battlefield a long time, haven't you? 49 years? 50? 51? That's a long time. That's a long time. That's a long time. And I dare to say, you would not have gotten this far unless you recognize her gifts. You recognize his gifts. And humility, love each other, it became you. And became you. That's marriage. That's the gift we talk about. To recognize your blessings and give God all the praise, all the thanks, all the honor. God's been good to you. God has blessed you. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Who knows about a good and gracious God? Who knows how good God has been to you? Who knows about the gifts? The gifts that God has poured out in your life. And to recognize that, you best believe, thank you. To God be the glory. Thank you. To God be the glory. And what a gift we have here called St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church. It's called St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church. And we are a gift If someone says, folks still come to your church from all over, thank you, to God be the glory. If someone says, your choir is all that plus some, thank you, to God be the glory. If someone says, people continue to come and give their best in ministry, to God be the glory. For God has not abandoned us. God is on our side. And God's given us wonderful gifts every Sunday to remind us how good and gracious He is. The song that we would sing back at St. Therese, beautiful song, reminds me of a former time in my life where I met some wonderful people. And so, Jesus, just come and fill us with your life and your love. Fill your lamps. Touch us, Lord. Fill us, Lord, with your gifts, that we might know these gifts are not meant for us, but be humble enough, grounded enough to share them, to make our world and our church a better place. Amen.